Some of the people are equal, but some of them are more equal than others, as you know.
Yes.
I'd like to ask you.
They're all infinite. They all have equal possibility.
You would subscribe to that, then, without philosophing, because I'm not much of a philosopher.
No, me neither.
You see all this, you tend to think that sensibility has gone out of it all, isn't it?
No,
see this whole humdrum of reporters and photographers and filmers.
But it still comes through.
I think there's something, it's always something beautiful about it, you know, because all on the Beatle tours and everything like that, there's always some, you know, people had laughs, so a few of the reporters had a good time, you know, whether they got the right photograph or the right interview. And we always had a laugh because there was always some photographer fell over or got the wrong pictures. Yeah.
And also, you know, there are many people in the world who are sensible enough when you report it, you know, they will see, you know, and it's good.
No, he means that this is a madhouse, you know, but it's good, you know, everything's
you're
too serious.
Here, you're sitting here and saying, those were the days, my friends.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this, it gives some kind of an impression that you have a very sensible, very grown-up approach to this whole thing.
Well, you know, I'm pretty old now, and she's pretty old, but we've got a sense of humour, you know.
Yes, yes.
And that's what this is about, partly, you know.
And the world needs sense of humour, I think, you know, more than anything else, because the world is getting more and more violent and tense, you know. So instead of becoming violent about it and say, stop the war or something, with violence, it's better to sort of say, it's spring, you know, let's stay in bed, you know, etc. So laugh, you know.
I think, though, that flabbergasts Dutchman a bit. Is what do you see in Holland as a honeymoon country?
It's a beautiful place, and Amsterdam is a place where a lot of things happen with the youth, you know. It's an important place, you know. Everywhere's important, but Amsterdam's one of them, and there's a few centres in the world. Amsterdam's one of them for youth.
Many alive, vitally alive youth, you know, with high ideas and everything.
And the provost and the white bicycles. I mean,
are those ideas that appeal to you?
Yes, the more peaceful are the ideas that the youth have. You know, and if we have any influence on youth at all, we'd like to influence them in a peaceful way, you know.
And communicate with them, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
say hello to them. We're here to say hello to people in Amsterdam or Holland. You know.
Your approach towards life is somewhat in a non-conformistic way. Now, what do you see in a so conformistic institution as marriage?
Because intellectually, we know marriage is nowhere that a man should just say, here, you're married, when we've been living together for a year before it. But romantically and emotionally, it's something else. It's like when our divorce papers came through, it was a great relief, you know, and we didn't realize how much of a relief it was going to be till Peter came up and said, it's over. And it was only a bit of paper saying it's over. We'd made the marriage over by living together while we were still married to the other two people.
Yes.
But just the fact that somebody said, it is over, was a relief. And the fact that we got married was another kind of, not relief, just a kind of joy, and it was very emotional, the actual marriage ceremony. We both got very emotional about it, and we're both quite cynical and quite hard people, but very soft as well, you know, so everybody's a bit both ways, and it was very romantic, you know.
I should like to have your reaction on this, Mrs. Lennon. That's the way you are called now.
Beautiful.
I got this ring, you know, and of course a ring is, to many people in contemporary world, is a laugh maybe, but you know, I sort of broke down, you know, I felt so good about it. And it's actually, when I think of it, it's an old ritual, but a very functional and basic ritual, you know. I mean, it has a lot to do with sex, etc., you know, sort of putting this in and say, well...
Stop it.
But don't, it's kind
I'm joking.
It's kind of loose, though.
You know.
Yes. We're having it fitted here.
I might as well ask you my last question now. You were talking about marriage as an institution, and now the $64,000 question is, what about the kiddies?
Well, we were thinking we might be nice if we conceived one in Amsterdam, you know. We might call it Amsterdam, or peace, or hair, or bed, or something. But it'd be beautiful, you know.
Yes.
What do you think about it, Mrs. Lennon?
Yes, I mean, you know, it'll be nice to conceive a child in this bed, actually, wouldn't it?